The epistle appointed to be read for this, the sixth Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, all we who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death. For we were buried with him by means of baptism into death, in order that just as Christ has risen from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also may walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in the likeness of his death, we shall be so in the likeness of his resurrection also. For we know that our old self has been crucified with him, in order that the body of sin may be destroyed, that we may no longer be slaves to sin, for he who is dead is acquitted of sin. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live together with Christ. For we know that Christ, having risen from the dead, dies now no more. Death shall no longer have dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives unto God. Thus do you consider yourselves also as dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Mark. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, when there was a great crowd with Jesus, and they had nothing to eat, he called his disciples together and said to them, I have compassion on the crowd. For behold, they have now been with me 3 days, and have had nothing to eat. And if I send them away to their homes fasting, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come from a distance. And his disciples answered him, How will anyone be able to satisfy these with bread here in the desert? He asked them, How many loaves have you? And they said, 7. And he bade the crowd recline on the ground. Then, taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks. He broke them and gave them to his disciples to distribute, and they set them before the crowd. And they had a few little fishes, and he blessed them, and he ordered them to be distributed. And they ate and were satisfied, and they took up what was left of the fragments, 7 baskets. Now those who had eaten were about 4,000, and he dismissed them. Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, I will not have a sermon this morning, because after this Mass this morning, we shall have a little graduation exercise for Miss Jenny Patterson and Miss Sarah Smith. There will be no catechism class this morning. My beloved people, all that I wish to say at this moment is that I want you to read the front side of our bulletin. I don't want you just to read it. If I may be so bold as to say, I want you to memorize it. And to memorize it perfectly. And that it should be read from time to time in your lifetime. If we do not comprehend what's on the front page of today's bulletin, any suffering, any inconvenience, any problem that comes our way, we will have deserved it. Therefore, I want you to know, I don't want you to know it just as something to read and to be thought about. I want you to know it, what it's got to say. And at the same time, I want you to know all that is not on that page. Read between the lines and see what in between the lines has to say. It is time for us all to put away the things of a child. It is time for us all to live as grown men and women. May God bless you and keep you, and may you be people of prayer, more prayer, and still more prayer. I don't mean a bunch of prayers, I mean prayer. Let every breath of your life be prayer. Let it come completely from your hearts. It is no longer time for foolishness. And if you come to this house, that this house must be, it has to be, it will be a house of prayer. That's the only thing that we must be concerned about, precious souls of God. Amen.